It was a night worthy of Armageddon. On the evening of January 26, 1700, the ground in the Pacific Northwest shook terribly as a Richter 9 earthquake rocked the region. The quake came from what we geologists call the Cascadia subduction zone, the place where part of the seafloor under the Pacific Ocean starts to dive under the rocks of the continent on which we're living. This geologic setting is similar to what's in Japan, although reversed east to west. You could say we are a mirror image of our Japanese neighbors across the sea. The epicenter of our megaquake in 1700 was just offshore to the west, and a tsunami hit our coast from 20 minutes to a couple of hours after the seafloor lurched along the fault. The word tsunami means harbor wave in Japanese. The displaced water moves fast, traveling in deep water at several hundred miles per hour. Far out to sea, the wave moves as a gentle enough uplift. Ships may not even know that a tsunami has passed under them. But as the swell near shore, its energy is concentrated into high waves. In shallow harbors, tsunami are at their most destructive, hence the name harbor wave in Japanese. Geologists know of the events of 1700 from the record of soils and trees submerged when the land along the coast dropped downward due to the quake. Some of the land sediments were covered by sands tossed up and over them by the tsunami waves. The reason we know the specific day of the quake, and even that it occurred in the evening, is due to our mirror image cousins across the Pacific. There are no written records of the quake here in the Northwest, but the Japanese noted when the tsunami from our trembler reached them. Some Japanese communities along their coast suffered substantially due to our quake. Just as tsunami waves from the recent quake in Japan crossed the ocean and destroyed docks and boats in Crescent City, California. The quake of 1700 was only the most recent of the enormous seismic events just off our shore toward the west. Geologists can study previous earthquakes because each massive trembler makes the land at the seashore drop down, and that, plus tsunami, bury successive layers of soil and trees along our coast and estuaries. By looking at the geologic record in this way, it's clear to researchers that major quakes have occurred in the Cascadia subduction zone every few hundred years. A good estimate I've read is that the catastrophic quakes occur every 300 to 800 years. You can do the math as well as I can. It's been just over 300 years since our last megaquake. So we're now entering the general time frame in which we geologists expect another big one just off our shore. I hope the news from Japan can help convince us it's time to re-examine our emergency preparedness, both at the level of communities and of our own households. But I also very much hope we'll make a generous response to help our mirror image twins in Japan. We should come to their aid in part because we will need their help when the big one rocks the Cascadia subduction zone.